Supporters of Ukraine are marking the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, with rallies in Canberra and around Australia. These attendees at the Canberra rally say it's critical the Australian government ensures there's ongoing money and equipment to help Ukraine.
For my family, the war started here much earlier. Yeah, today is exactly 10 years here from the day when the Crimea was occupied by Russia, by Putin. And my wife is from Crimea, and it's a really awful day for us.
I'm Russian. I'm going to prove I am alive to get my pension, but Russia don't pay my pension. They spent my pension to war, and I'm against it.
The main thing is to keep supporting them to make sure that they have enough ammunition and to make sure that they have enough vehicles. We can't forget Ukraine. They were neglected after the First and Second World War, after the Holodomor. They were really suffering, and I'm just glad that my elderly relatives aren't here to see it happening all over again. It's a very emotional time for us.
The United States has announced further sanctions against Russia, targeting more than 500 people and entities. The Australian government has also announced further financial sanctions and travel bans affecting 55 people and 37 entities connected to Russia. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says 2 years on from Russia's full-scale invasion, Australia stands unwavering in support of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.